listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about something bitter that was made sweet. And I want to read to you from Exodus chapter 15, starting at verse 22, where we read this. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink because the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah, which means bitter. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. Then he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. The miracle of the Red Sea was spectacular. But 3 days afterwards, well, that's enough time to forget the victory. Now Israel faced a long trip through a challenging dry desert. And after 3 parched, thirsty days, they finally came to water. But when they found this pool of water out in the wilderness, it must have seemed like a cruel joke. To eventually come upon water and then to find that water undrinkable, well, like I said, it's a cruel joke. The water was bitter, so they named the place Marah, which means bitter. But God had a plan. He directed Moses to take a tree, or perhaps a portion of the tree, and to cast it into the polluted pool. And somehow, the tree made the waters drinkable, and God supplied their need. Now, how did the tree work? In the book he wrote on the Exodus journey, Jamie Buckingham believed that the chemicals in the sap of the broken limb, that tree, drew the mineral content down to the bottom of the pool of water and left only good water on the top. Based on the mineral composition of water pools in that part of the world, he thought that though the waters were now drinkable, they still had a significant magnesium and calcium content. These chemicals would purge the bodies of the Israelites from the common Egyptian ailments such as dysentery and other weakening diseases. Also, the calcium and magnesium form the basis of a supplement that we call dolomite. It's used by some athletes to enhance their performance in hot weather conditions. If Jamie Buckingham is correct in his analysis of the book of Exodus here, then at Marah, God provided the precise medicine to clean out the systems and to prepare them for the long, hot march to Sinai. Now, whether that's exactly medically true or not, one way or another, the point is evident. God was not only interested in getting the children of Israel out of Egypt, he also wanted to get Egypt out of the children of Israel, both physically and spiritually. God planned the transformation of a slave people into a promised land people. And he used some of the tough times in the desert to accomplish that goal. But God always had that goal in mind. His goal was not to make them thirsty at Marah, but to use the occasion to make them more of a promised land people. Friends, God's work is essentially the same in us. This means that God has to take us out of a sinful environment, and then he must take a sinful environment out of us. So today, ask yourself the question, what does God want to work out of you to make you more of a promised land kind of person? That's a great thing to talk to God about today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.